You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Before the start of the Commonwealth Games, we're speaking to blind and partially sighted athletes to find out how the preparations are going. Joining me today is a familiar voice to RNIB Connect Radio, Team Scotland para swimmer Stephen Clegg. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Very simple question. How is the preparation going?
It's been an interesting year for prep in terms of this Commonwealth Games. I've had a year and a half off training after Paris due to injury. So I had an operation last summer on my shoulder to repair three tears. So it's been a difficult prep, but it's going as well as could be expected given the circumstances.
How does the training differ when you're coming back from an injury like that? Because there must be like an awful lot of going round the shoulder and not putting too much pressure on it, but then again, you are a swimmer, you need your shoulders.
Yeah, it's been a really fine balance to try navigate through the sort of rehab and then also doing enough work that I can be in a good enough position to compete this summer. So it's been a lot of just listening to my body, kind of pulling back when things start to get a bit sore again, and then when things feel like they're in a good window, I can put the foot down again. So it's quite a holistic approach, and just like I say, listening to the body and communicating with my coach to sort of make sure that we're doing everything we need to do. It's been challenging. It's been a new challenge. I've never had an injury this severe before. So it's a new challenge that is at times been mentally quite strenuous as well. As an athlete, it's always quite frustrating being told you need to pull back or stop. And also coming off the back of the Paris Paralympics in 2024, I was pretty mentally burnt out. So then having to work through an injury is just an additional strain that I didn't need. So it's been very difficult, but I think we're in a good enough position to at least challenge for a podium, which should be nice. And you never know what happens on the day. So we'll aim for a podium, see where we can get.
Yeah, especially coming back off the success of the Paralympics as well. World records, golds, and then you have that injury that kind of goes, right, I need to stop for a bit. Does that just make you feel like you just hit a complete wall and you kind of lose that momentum?
Yeah, you know, I think in the lead up to a Paralympics, you have quite a lot of tunnel vision. You know, you're just very singularly focused on the task at hand, and everything else just kind of fades into the background. And it's not until you finally take a step that you kind of let all these emotions really come back into frame. I don't think I realized how tired I was going into Paris until I'd had that moment to sit back and sort of reflect on the journey I'd taken to get to those two gold medals in Paris, because it wasn't just a year, it's 10 years of work that got me there. I started swimming in 2014, and then obviously Paris was in 2024. So it was the accumulation of 10 years of work and fatigue and heartbreak. And, you know, every time you kind of go through those emotions at the time, you just kind of park them and put them to the side, and it's not until you actually take a moment to stop, and that's when they kind of all kind of hit you all at one time. So it's quite a ride of emotions. So in that sense, it was actually quite healthy for me to have that time off. It was unfortunate for circumstances, but I think from an actual longevity in the sport, it was quite useful for me to sort of take that time to reflect and then also process so I can go forwards into LA after this commies.
You're not the only Clegg competing for Team Scotland as part of this summer's games. How does it feel to be alongside your brother?
You know, it's, I think for me and my brother, we're just here as two individual athletes trying to focus on what we need to do to extrapolate the best performance out of ourselves. You know, it's a very professional environment we're in, so we just kind of focus on what we need to do to perform and keep our eye on the task at hand.
And finally, Stephen, for any of our listeners out there perhaps recently being diagnosed with a sight condition, have you got any advice for them? Now, we're not saying go and win silver, gold medals, break world records at Paralympics and Commonwealth Games, but any advice for them at all?
I think focusing on something, whatever it is you're passionate about, and is a really great way of sort of coping with visual impairment. I think for me, I really struggled. I got diagnosed at 10. 9 or 10 years old. So I was diagnosed at quite like a influential part of my life. And obviously, as I'm sure many people with visual impairments have experienced, there's lots of ups and downs that you go through. And I think for me, really having this outlet of swimming was really important. And like you say, you don't need to be pursuing it to the top level, but having an outlet or just this consistent joy in your life that gives you an element of control and happiness is really powerful. And for me, I kind of treat it as like my therapy. 2 hours in every session that I get where I have no technology and I just get to really process my thoughts and feelings in the water, kind of just feel the rhythm of my body through the stroke as well, which is really nice and really therapeutic. Someone once described swimming to me in quite an appropriate way, which is beautifully boring. You're spending hours of your week just going up and down, and it's very mundane, but it's also very therapeutic. And I think for me, swimming has been a great source of release from sort of the struggles with managing my visual impairment. And yeah, I think whether it's swimming or art or music or whatever it is you're passionate about or want to take up, you don't have to be doing it at the highest level, but I think having that sort of outlet and that draw in your life is makes a huge difference.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Team Scotland para swimmer Stephen Clegg, thank you so much for joining us here once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Awesome. Thank you so much.